This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block with some new old music from Dan Zanes.
Why don't you work like other men do? How the hell can I work when there's no work to do? Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Dan Zanes has made many children happy and many parents grateful with his family music. It's rootsy, with splashes of rock and roll. On his latest CD, he's adapted some traditional songs, like this one. They were compiled by the poet and biographer Carl Sandburg in a book he published in 1927, The American Song Bag.
Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Sandburg called the book a rag bag of strips, stripes, and streaks of color from nearly all ends of the earth. Songs he learned from milkmen, oil drillers, ranchers, chuck wagon cooks. Dan Zanes knows a lot about traditional music, but he says the song bag was a revelation.
I had heard of it. I really didn't know that much about Carl Sandburg, but what struck me about it was the density of this thing. It's huge, and it has 280 songs, and it has a lot of Carl Sandburg's writing about each song. And I would say it's completely changed the way I look at America and American music, and it really drew me in. And I just kept thinking, why isn't everybody talking about Carl Sandburg? This guy's unbelievable.
My daddy is an engineer. My brother drives a hack. My sister takes in washing. And the baby balls a jack. And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering.
What's that transformation that you're describing in how you look at songs and at singing?
I love CDs. I love recorded music, and that's what got me excited about playing. But I've been slowly realizing that it's not an end in itself. Digging into the song bag, I really got the sense that Carl Sandburg learned these songs in a world where songs were in the air. People were singing songs at work. People were getting together and singing songs for pleasure. Recorded music was not a dominant force at all at that point. The year that the song bag came out, 1927, was the year that Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family released their first 78s. So that's, in a way, that's a kind of a milestone. It's the end of one era and the beginning of another. And during this, I had an experience in an airport. We were snowed in on the way to California, and I took out my banjo at a certain point, and it was late at night, and these two girls came over, and they must have been 7 or 8 years old, and I said, let's sing a song together. What do you know? Do you know Old Susanna? And they said, no. I said, do you know This Little Light of Mine? They said, no. And She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain? No. What do you know? And they said, well, do you know any Britney Spears? Mm. And it sounds like a joke or something, but we found common ground in the song I Love Rock and Roll. But it made me realize that these songs that I took for granted, that everybody always knew and they were our common currency, you have to work at it. You have to make it a goal to keep these songs alive.
The monkey married the baboon's sister, gave her a ring, and then he kissed her so hard he raised a blister. She set up a yell. Bridesmaid stuck on some court plaster, stuck so fast.
One of the songs on the CD that you pick up from the song bag is The Monkey's Wedding. It's a rollicking romp of a song.
What do you think the bride was dressed in? White gauze veil and green glass breastpin. Red kid shoes, quite interesting. She was quite a belle.
Carl Sandburg thought it might be too silly for all purposes, but certainly it had enough value to be included in the song bag. As I was learning it, I thought, oh, this song definitely needs tuba. So certain tunes just called out for certain instrumentation, and it generally just occurred to me right away what it should be.
You You have this great photograph of Carl Sandburg in the CD. He's wearing a white shirt and a tie, and he's holding an interesting-looking guitar. I hadn't realized he was a musician and a guitar player, and that he would play. At the end of his poetry readings, he would give a little recital.
Yeah, as he was doing his readings, and people began to expect that he would get out his guitar and play, they started bringing songs to him. People wanted to turn him on to songs that he may not have known. And so that was a big part of how his collection grew.
A song like I Was Born Almost 10,000 Years Ago, this fabulous tale through history.
I taught Solomon his little ABCs. I helped Brigham Young to make Limburger cheese. And while sailing down the bay with Methuselah one day, I saved his flowing whiskers from the breeze.
If you sing that for kids and they're hearing about Methuselah and Brigham Young and Queen Elizabeth, do you think they're getting it? What are they taking away from it?
I think in a way kids might be the ones that could understand that song better even than grown-ups, because there's something so surreal about the way it moves from one era to another in one place, and you're down, you're shooting mosquitoes in Tennessee, and I think just the silliness of it all might be something that would feel totally natural to kids. I'll find out soon enough, because I'm going to start working it into the show, but that seemed like, now that's a good way to look at history. Talk about making it fun.
The American Songbag came out in 1927, and do you think Carl Sandburg was worried that these songs were dying, that he had to get them down to preserve them?
I haven't found anything that indicates that he was trying to preserve them as much as that he loved these tunes, thought they were the poetry of the people, and wanted to get it all down. And I also think that he had no idea what he was getting into. He had no idea how much work it was going to take. And in the midst of it all, apparently his doctors advised him to take some time off. He was getting overwhelmed by the whole thing.
Maybe a feeling you shared somewhere in the middle of your project.
Well, there's always that moment, I think, when you're doing something and you realize that it's a terrible mistake and you never should have started this. And I certainly had it, but really just got me so fired up about the idea of music making. And part of the problem is that we just don't know that many songs. So what excites me about doing something like this is that it is a way of getting more of the old songs out there and dusting them off and turning them on their heads and saying that they really do work in this modern age that we're in. These songs have an emotional core that I think is totally relevant.
Well, Dan Zanes, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa. It's been a real pleasure.
Dan Zanes' new CD is called Parades and Panoramas, 25 songs collected by Carl Sandburg for the American Songbag. And we'll end with a recording of Carl Sandburg himself from 1926, the song All Night Long.
Never seen the like since I've been born, all night long. People keep a-coming and the train done gone, all night long. People keep a-coming and the train done gone, all night long. Do Lord deliver for me.
There's more music and Carl Sandburg's writing from the American Songbag at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.